Podcast Network Asia.
What's up, Bushmeats? Welcome back to another fun and exciting episode of Bushbets Live. My name is Gary. We'll talk about beauty for today's episode dahil makakasama natin ang versatile actress, celebrity mom, and endorser, Beauty Gonzalez. Let's watch this. Hi, Miss Beauty. Welcome to Bushbets Live.
Oh, wow. Hi, everybody.
Hello, beautiful people.
First of all, congratulations dito sa iyong newest endorsement.
Yes, thank you.
You look so stunning today. I mean, your name says it all. Beauty.
Salamat po.
Bilang the latest celebrity endorser of this beauty brand, how do you define beauty?
How do I define beauty? Beauty should always come from within. If you feel good about yourself, it will show outside, di ba? But at the same time, with the help of a pretty skin, syempre, mas lalo tayong mag-glow also. So, it needs a little magic here and there, but what's important is you should be happy deep inside.
Love that. Kasi di ba, kung happy ka deep inside, it will glow.
Yes, it will glow talaga. At kahit kumalungkot ka naman, it will glow also. Nakikita talaga. So, you should always work on your inner happiness first before your outer happiness. I know it's hard.
Yeah.
It's really hard to be happy every day, but try to when you wake up in the morning, try to choose to be happy. And then when you choose to be happy, hindi mo namamalayan, mabilis na lang yung araw, tapos na.
And at the same time, kasi as the concept of beauty is subjective,
yeah,
and ever-evolving, tapos tagtag mo pa dyan, at the same time with the influence of social media, paano mo i-empower ang mga kababaihan to embrace who they are?
Oh my God, that's really hard, ha? Kasi it's para sa atin sa mga babae, ang dami natin napapansin every day.
Oh, that's true.
Kaya pag-gising natin, ano ba yan? Bakit ito na yun? Bakit ang laki ng eye bags ko? Bakit ganito, ganyan? Paano ko ba gagawin yan? Well, unang-una sa lahat, just be true to myself. Actually, whatever I post in Instagram, walang sikreto yan, walang enhancement yan. I just be true and accept na this is my body, this is how I look. Try to see the good parts of it. Try to look the good things about you. It's hard. It's really hard, actually. If you try to be, choose to be happy all the time, you'll see something good about you. And if not, try to ask your parents. Try to ask your friends. But, you know, it really starts with you, eh.
Yeah, yeah. And I have to say na si Miss Beauty talaga isa sa mga artists na very authentic. Like talagang what you see is what you get. And I think that's what the public loves about you.
Thank you. Kasi, you know, we've been already working a lot and being other people's lives. But yeah, as an actress also, it's very important to be authentic also. That, so that people also see the true thing about you.
Yes.
Na minsan ko lang mailalabas. Kaya pag ganito, I'm so happy that you've given me interviews and with this because I get to share people the truth.
Yes, love that. As a public figure, it is normal to receive like various comments from netizens, diba? Was there a specific comment that affected you and how did you deal with it?
Well, there was a comment before, way back, na why do I post photos na sexy? I was like, ayoko na sana patulan kasi alam ko pag pinatulan ko to, ang daming papato na iba sa kanya. But hindi ko natiis, napatulan ko siya. You know, but in a funny way, na parang as long as my husband is happy, there's no such thing a problem with me posting a bikini photo.
Yeah.
So, I told her na, you know, chill lang, wala namang problema eh. But most of the time, I just don't make patol na kasi napansin ko after that one patol, ang daming nag-ano rin eh. So I don't want that to experience anymore. It was a wrong mistake, a wrong move. But for now, I've learned to just not pansin.
Yeah.
And every patol is every blessing. So
I
make patol more.
Tama nga naman,
the more patol, the more kayo napapansin, go lang.
And as a mom naman, of course, lumalaki na si Olivia. How do you empower Olivia to be confident with who she is?
Well, instead of by telling what she has to do, what she has to learn, is by showing her. So I show her myself, in fact, she's here right now, I show her what I'm doing, what's happening, by showing her a good example, that's how she follows. Kasi I've been to that, gawin pa ta-da-da-da-da, dumadaan lang sa akin eh. But when they see it to you, I think it will be more installed in their minds.
Yes, parang ikaw talaga yung role model.
Yes.
Love that. And speaking of family, napag-uusapan na yun naman, kamusta naman kayo ng husband mo na si Norman? I saw that he's here, very supportive of you.
Yes, he's always, he's very supportive at every step of the way, like, I always tell this in my interview, which is I get emotional kasi iba talaga yung support na binibigay sa akin ng asawa ko. It's really like, wow, grabe ka. Wala siyang reklamo. He allows me to do the things that I like. Maybe because I got him at the right time, at the right age, at the right moment in his life. And hindi rin eh, kasi may mga ganun din mga edad na tao, mga siloso pa rin eh. But, you know, parang I'm really thankful. Until now, I can't believe na this is really happening to me, na okay lang sa kanya na magpuyat ako, wala ako sa bahay. And even siya pa ngayon, nagpupush siya akin magpost ng mga sexy photos.
Somebody who really understands you. Parang yeah. you really met your soulmate, diba?
Yeah, and I'm really happy because more than anything else, I know that no matter what happens, even if it's gonna be good or bad, or like it's gonna destroy me, God forbid, wag naman, I know that he will always be there holding my hand every step of the way.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. Meron pa kayong plans to, you know, have baby number
no.
two?
No. Diretso siya.
Diretso niya. Gusto ko yun. No. No.
No. No more babies. I'm happy.
Yes, you're happy. Yeah. Pero ano ba secret to having a happy family life, a happy marriage?
The secret is you have to really find balance to it. Like, if you have energy to do workout, you have to have energy also for your family and your husband. It cannot be na pagdating sa bahay na wala kang time for them. Kailangan talaga, you should really balance everything else. It's hard. You should find ways. Kasi hindi kailangan yung asawa ko lang laging umiintindi sa akin. Eh. Imagine he's waiting for me in the house and I'm working 16 hours a day. Mm-hmm. So, kailangan pag-uwi ko ng bahay, kahit pagod ako, nagluluto ako, nagsinisilbihan ko pa rin siya, I give time for him, we travel. I always ask my management to give me at least a month or two to spend time with them. So we travel abroad. Wala kaming kasamang yaya. So as much as I'm excited to take her abroad, I'm also excited to bring her back to the yayas after. I mean, like, I'm only human, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm excited to take care of her there, but at the same time, pagdating na ng mga 2 weeks, 3 weeks, uwi na tayo, excited na kita ibalik sa yaya. But that's our bonding time, and I really love it because, you know, that's a reality eh. That's naman the truth eh. Ayoko naman mag-plastic na sabihin ko sa'yo, pag-uwi ko ng bahay, ganito ginagawa ko. But yes. No, it's more of like talking and listening. Kasi I have yayas naman to cook for them eh. Yeah. But it's more of like the presence that you're there and you're listening to them. And you're really talking to them eye to eye.
Yeah. And deliberate lahat ng actions. Kumbaga talagang pinaplano mo, you're really making time.
Yes, kailangan talaga.
Yes.
Kasi sabi niya sa akin, kasi dati sabi ko, pag uwi ko, nagluluto pa ako. Sabi, tigilan mo nga yan. May mga magagawa naman para niyan eh. I want you to sit down here and talk to me. And then I realized, this is the time that's really important. Tama nga naman.
Tama nga naman, yes. Kasi kumbaga time niya to talk and stuff.
Sorry to disturb your podcast listening. I'm Jeremiah. How are you enjoying this podcast? If you like this one, check us out also on Kapamilya Chat. Listen on our virtual kwentuhan at kulitan with your favorite artista. Brought to you by ABS-CBN Entertainment. Co-produced by Podcast Network Asia and powered by Podmetrics. Stay safe, Kapamilya!
Norm as an art curator too, and ikaw din, you're into art.
Yes, yes.
Do you have plans to dabble into arts and crafts na ikaw mismo yung gagawa?
Well, I do paint, but I don't want to show my paintings.
Oh, why?
Because it's kind of, I don't know, it's kind of baduy for me. I just want to collect. Parang I have more and I have the eye of collecting rather than showing my paintings. Oh. Yung paintings ko will be our family thing lang. I wouldn't show that into public. But I don't like, I don't know. It's a different kind of world eh. As an artista, I just wanted to be an artista. As a collector, I just wanted to be a private thing. My collection is not a normal collection, just like any pretty collection. It's very intriguing at the same time. I love collecting. I really love Philippine antiques. I love looking for stuff. Because for me, kasi once you have already everything in the world, I'm not saying I have everything in the world, but having this stuff is like, it's fun, it's thrill, it's a negotiation, it's looking for it, kung sino pang meron itong collector, kung ganito, ganyan, ganyan. It's a thing like that, it enriches the life, eh. Art is something that connects you in the past and the present. Yes. And I don't like pretty art, I like something that makes you think.
Yeah.
So it's not my problem what you think about my art. That's your problem.
Love that. So, may sense of mystery.
Yeah.
Air of mystery.
Kung gusto ko ng pretty art, bilhin na lang ako sa Pinterest. Ang sama ako ba? But yeah, that's for me. But I don't wanna show my paintings. I find it baduy.
Pero as an artista naman, as an actress, ano ba yung mga pinagkakaabalahan mo ngayon?
Well, I have a show right now coming soon with Gabby Concepcion and Carla Abeliana, The Stolen Life. It's pretty amazing kasi it's my first time to be a kontrabida. Well, like, all out kontrabida. Naging bad buddy naman ako, but this time it's really all out. And I am so happy kasi may mga scenes ako dito na I get to talk with the writers. And there was this particular scene na sinulat nila talaga kasi sinadjust ko.
Oh.
And I can't wait for everybody to see it. Kasi talagang, I was so shocked. Kasi as an actor, dami mong input sometimes eh.
Yes.
Sometimes hindi nila binibigay yung gusto mo, diba? But this time, nakita nila, oh, mas maganda ng idea mo. So sinama nila sa pelikula, as sa teleserye. So, kinilig ako, nabuhayan ako na, wow, yes, diba? Sarap yeah. Nun. Kasi yung creative idea mo na paso. Kasi more than anything else, I love what I'm doing because I love creating stories and inspiring people and being another life. But yeah, that's really what's so excited about The Stolen Life, because they listened to me and they gave my chance. And also to be working with Carla and Gabby, one of the pioneers of GMA, parang crash out na yun ang bucket list ko. Ang next ko namang dreams si Jeneline, si Marian. I want to work with Alden, Dennis Trillo, and also all the new Sparkle kids. I want to work with them, from Kelvin, maybe Ruru Madrid.
Oh, okay. Pero nabanggit mo yung creating stories. Ikaw ba may plano ka one day na baka ako mag-write or mag-direct ng teleserye o movie or any project?
Well, my husband always tells me na I have good eye for it. But as of now, I want to study it first. I want to be more, marami pa akong natutunan. Ayaw ko pumunta sa set na wala pa akong alam eh. So, as of now, enjoy pa ako sa pagiging artista kasi iba yung pressure pagiging director.
Parang, that's true.
Yeah, I enjoy ko muna to. And, you know, I have so much things to learn pa. And I am very creative eh. So, natuwa lang ako na yung mga writers ng GMA were open about it and kumayag sila. And, ay nako, kung pwede ko lang chika. Mamaya chika ko sa'yo pag wala na to. Para abang alam mo kung ano yun. Kasi talagang feeling ko na excited talaga.
So, very exciting, di ba? Pero ano kasi, beauty, ang dami mo na nagawang mga ano talaga, mga proyekto. And they're successful.
Thank you, Lord.
Isa na nga doon yung role mo sa Kagena ng Ginto before. So, ikaw ba, have you been in touch with your Kagena ng Ginto co-stars?
Well, the last time I haven't been in touch with them. Because I'm not the type of person nagre-reply rin eh. Tamad ako. Sorry ah, tamad ako mag-reply. Alam ng manager ko yan. Hindi, magre-reply ako mga after 2 days, 1 week, 1 month. But yes, I'm in touch with Francine. The last time I saw her was in her debut. So she sometimes sent me once in a while, only with her. They're all busy right now.
Yeah.
So I'm really happy and I'm so thankful with ABS kasi, you know, bago nangyari man ang lahat na nangyari, nagawa namin yung Kadena ng Ginto. So parang nakaslide pa ako bago nangyari lahat. So thank you so much.
Yeah, before the pandemic, right?
Yeah, before nagsara, before everything else.
As a seasoned actress, wow, di ba?
Wow, parang tumanda naman ako noon.
Hindi kasi di ba, ano, beauty, simula noon sa PBB, talaga napagdaanan mo itong mga pinagdadaanan nila ngayon. Ano ba yung may papayo ka sa kanila? Ano ba yun?
Well, what I really learned is you have to really know your acting. Like, you have to really study, continuously study, never stop studying pag acting. I believe in getting an acting coach. I believe in workshops. I believe in those things. And you also need to learn all the time. Hindi pwede yung, gamay ko na to. Hindi ka pwedeng comfortable. Dapat, you should always think na every show that you did is your last show. Because always remember, the last show, yun yung maalala nila.
Yes, yes.
And importante din yung maganda yung gali mo.
Ay, that's true. Yeah. Oo naman, di ba? Attitude talaga.
Attitude talaga. Yes, importante talaga maganda ugali mo. Kasi kahit gaano ka man kaganda at kung gaano ka gagaling, pero kung masama ugali mo, wala talaga magigusto.
Oh, nobody will want to work with you, yeah. Di ba? Nako, mahirap yun. Yeah. Ang ganda mga inputs ni Miss Beauty, di ba? About, in general, about career, na ma-apply din, hindi na sa pag-artista.
Yes.
In life.
Of course, kasi kung businessman ka, kailangan alamin mo talaga yung business mo, paano ka papatok. And this is my business, eh. So that's why I'm really trying my best to keep in shape, to be always, pag may trabaho ako, ready ako anytime. Kasi this is my business, eh, and I love my business. And I want to take care of my business.
Eh, ito naman po, given the chance, kasi di ba ngayon uso na yung mga partnerships, collaborations, are you open to doing another Kapamilya project again?
Yes, I am open to do another Kapamilya project. I don't have a contract with GMA, with any station, so I'm open to do projects naman. It's, of course, importante, maganda yung story. I don't mind kung sinong artista kasama ko. Basta importante sa akin, maganda yung story.
Are you looking into a specific genre? Mayroon ka pang dream project that you'd like to portray?
Well, it's happening now, the sitcom. So that is my dream. Lalo na ngayon na I get to showcase my Bisaya also. Nakaka-proud kasi konti lang yung mga artistang Bisaya, eh. And to think about the Philippines, ang laki ng portion ng Bisaya. Bisayas at Mindanao, Bisaya na yung lahat. So pag napakita ko yung Bisaya ko at narinig nila lahat, nakaka-proud. It's one of our dialects in the Philippines. So, yeah. Excited ako. Nagigigil na ako sa sobrang excited.
Ay, wow. How do you see yourself 5 years from now?
Well, I still hope I look good. I see myself in my house, looking at my artworks, drinking champagne with my managers and relaxing life. And just maybe someday we'll have our own production. I want to have my own production.
Wow!
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Wala namang masama mag-arap, eh. Yeah. I mean, meron nga Marilyn Monroe Studios before. Why not the Beauty Studios, Reva? I don't know.
Yeah, let's but claim that.
That's one of my dreams. Maybe a gallery. Mm-hmm. That's also my dream. But I just want to be in my house, look at my beautiful art, and drinking champagne with my managers.
Yeah.
That's what I see in 5 years from now.
Wow.
Or maybe we'll be in South America.
Hey,
traveling around the world.
Yes, traveling around the world. And finally, Miss Beauty, what are the 3 things you're most grateful for in your current life, present?
Well, number one, my husband and my daughter. I'm very much grateful with them. My managers, I'm very happy with them. And also, gosh, what am I grateful for? I'm grateful for God, for always guiding me all the way, for always reminding me na, oops, Beauty, tama na. I don't know, I feel His presence. Hindi ko masabi kung anong instances yun, but I thank Him.
Finally, saan ka pa? Abangan natin mga pushmates.
Oh yeah, hi everybody, hello beautiful people. Abangan niyo po ako this year, The Soul and Life, malapit na po with Garla Avellana and Gabby Concepcion and many more to come. And also, just follow us and beauty_goodsalas and Aguila Artist Management in Instagram. See you!
Thank you so much, Miss Beauty, and thank you for sharing your experiences, thoughts, and insights.
I hope I did well.
Yes, you've been very insightful. Thank you so much. That's it, Pushmates. We hope you enjoyed this episode. Stay tuned lang for more celebrity updates. Don't forget to like, follow, and subscribe to our social media pages for more updates. So once again, this is Gary with Beauty Gonzalez, and this is Pushmates Live. Bye!
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.